Judy Carmichael is one of a handful of musicians who approaches jazz from a perspective of its entire history, studying jazz piano from the earliest roots on. Her kind of playing was long considered the private domain of cigar-smoking, derby-wearing men, prompting one jazz critic to comment, "How ironic that the last man standing is a woman." Judy Carmichael is one of the busiest women in jazz. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. Judy is my guest tonight, talking on the phone from her home in where, Judy?
Sag Harbor, New York, out in the Hamptons.
What brings you to Cincinnati?
I'm doing the Cincy Blues Festival, and I'm going to bring something unusual to the festival because I will play some blues, but my main focus is swing and stride piano, and it's called stride because it's talking about the left hand is making that striding motion over the bass end of the keys, and it's the way everybody played jazz in the early years, Fats Waller, Count Basie, Earl Hines, Art Tatum. So that's more of my focus than exclusively blues.
You're going to be playing on the Arches piano stage, and it's wildly popular. So you're kind of an odd bird, being a woman playing stride piano, simply because you have to have a pretty big hand to do that, right?
You do, and it's a very physical form, takes a lot of energy, and it's interesting. When I started out doing this, people would always comment on it. They still do a bit, but it was mainly big black men who were practicing this style. And it's funny because they don't say that necessarily with classical music, and there's plenty of powerful women playing piano in that form. And I'm lucky in that I do have big hands. I'm not a big woman. I'm 5'5 and weigh 115, but I can reach a tenth for the piano players out there, meaning I can stretch my left hand past an octave. I can do 10 notes, which is part of this particular style. But I think it's mainly an energy thing and a focus. Mm-hmm.
And you've got a brand new book out too, right?
I do. I'm very excited. My first book.
It's called Swinger, A Jazz Girl's Adventures from Hollywood to Harlem. It's kind of a collection of essays from your long career, Judy?
Yes, it definitely has a through line, and it's a story, but it's done autobiographically, but they're in these almost short story kinds of ways. But it's my adventures on the road, also coming up as a woman in this field. The reason it says Hollywood is I started out pursuing acting, and that's what I thought I was going to do, was be a comedic actress. So I was auditioning for those things at the same time I was getting piano jobs, and then decided to go off and pursue piano. In fact, playing was really more of a gimmick of what I used when I would go into an audition and there'd be five tall blondes, and I'd say, "I play piano," just to make myself stand out. What do you do that's different? So it was funny, and it wasn't something that I ever thought I would do. But, you know, you look back on these things, which I did in writing this memoir, and saw that there were so many things that kept bringing me back to it, that my little posse in high school was five guys, you know, we were a little group, and they were all in the jazz band. They all thought they'd be jazz musicians, and P.S., none of them became jazz musicians, and it's a shock to them that I'm the one who went off and did it. So different things kept bringing me back, and I loved music for the whole time, but I was not a music major. I was a German major and thought I'd either be an actress or go off and use my language skills in some way.
Well, you will be. You're headed to Germany later this year, aren't you?
I am. Well done, you. I am. So that'll be fun. Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm playing with a fabulous pianist named Chris Hopkins, who also is in a stride swing direction. And we've been fans of each other for years. And I'm just delighted he asked me if I would join him and do a two piano tour. So we're doing that. So we'll have our two big Steinways. He also plays saxophone. So it'll be an interesting tour because I will accompany him and then I also sing, so he'll accompany me. So it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
When you come to Cincinnati, you're performing at the Blues Fest, but you're also doing a fundraiser, I understand, for melanoma.
Yes, I am. A melanoma fundraiser. I'm excited about this. This is a whole series of things that you do every year there that I've never been involved with, and I was thrilled that I was reached out to for this, and I just think it's a marvelous way to get musicians together to raise money in this regard, to be part of your festival. I've seen pictures of the incredible stage, the piano stage, which is really beautiful. And I don't do a lot of festivals, so I'm really excited. I mainly play in concert halls. So for me to get to do something like this is really exciting. And my folks grew up in Illinois, so I get to relate with my Midwest roots, which I'm excited about. And a good portion of my life is spent out of the country. So I've been trying to do more things in America, and I'm excited about it.
Are your parents still living?
No, they aren't. They sadly passed away when I was quite young. But they're all my cousins and everybody, my favorite uncle. Everybody's still in Illinois. And I grew up in California. And my summer memories are making cross-country trips. And you won't laugh at this, being in Cincinnati. Being in California, everything is east of California. So we referred to these trips as going back east to visit the relatives. And it wasn't until I moved to New York that I realized Illinois is not back east. It really is the Midwest.
On behalf of your Midwest genealogy, we welcome you back with open arms.
Thank you.
She's Judy Carmichael. She's one of the busiest women I've had the pleasure to meet. Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. When can we hear that program, Judy?
Well, obviously, it podcasts like everything else these days.
Mm-hmm.
So people can get that in all the typical platforms. And they can find it on jazzinspired.com. They can stream it there. And on the site, it also tells all the stations that carry it. And it's on Sirius XM on Saturdays and Sunday nights. So it's all over the place. But probably the easiest these days are podcasting it. So. And it's a fun show. It's a fun show. I talk to creative artists who are inspired by jazz, but aren't necessarily jazz musicians. So it gives me an entry point to talk about the creative process and improvisation in every field, whether it's a novelist, a director, an actor, or a jazz musician, or a classical musician. I mean, I had Billy Joel on. He studied with Lenny Tristano for a short time early in his career and thought he'd be a jazz musician. And I had Renee Fleming, who was a jazz singer in college. So there's a lot of surprises. And I think there's more jazz fans out there than people know. And part of my thought when I started the show was that if I could talk to someone like Roy Scheider and talk to him about jazz instead of Jaws, that people would go, oh, I love Roy Scheider. I didn't know that he listens to jazz. Maybe I should give it a chance. Because I think a lot of people, when they hear it, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a little frightened of jazz sometimes. And they hear one thing that maybe they don't like or they don't get, and they shut off to the whole genre. And as you know, of course, there's a broad range of things that you can listen to in jazz. So I hope that's my little way of bringing more people in.
Well, there's a lot of love for jazz and blues in Cincinnati, so we look forward to your visit. The new memoir is entitled Swinger, A Jazz Girl's Adventures from Hollywood to Harlem. Grammy-nominated jazz pianist Judy Carmichael is one of the world's leading interpreters of stride, swing, and boogie, and she's coming to Cincinnati for a couple of performances in August on the 9th at Kenwood Country Club for a melanoma fundraiser, and the big show August 11th at Cincy Blues Fest Arches Piano Stage. More information and a link to her recordings and her writing and her tour schedules can be found through our website, WVXU.org. Judy, don't know how you found time to chat with us, but I'm awfully glad you did.
I am too. Thank you so much. I can't wait to come to Cincinnati.
Can't wait to see you. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Oh my, do I, honey? Deed I do. Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey? Deed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Deed I do. Oh honey, deed I do.